You be harsh with them. You be disrespectful to them. That is bad. And when you face those aggressive rulers, you respect because you are scared that they punish you. Now that's bad. And when it says this sultan, not necessarily to be the khalifa or the king, anybody has the authority. Let's for example take the most chairman. We have to respect. He is somebody with the authority now. We have to respect. It is not from the deed to disrespect such kind of person. Even if he has mistakes, we can't give advices, we can't, you know, act nicely to each other, but we do not disrespect. Because these key positions, if being treated disrespectfully, nobody can have a control over the community and the environment. So we have to know with and how to deal with every individual and every person in his position. And that is the person of authority. The father is a person of authority. The teacher in the class is a person of authority. The soldier in the streets who is taking care of the traffic is a person of authority. Even the nurse, everyone has something to do is to be respected in that way and that. And also in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood al-Tirmidhi, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Laysa minna." This statement, "Laysa minna," is not from us. This does not mean he's kafir. Because this, as we said, the extremists take this as a statement of kufr, as a statement of distinguishing, disputing. And that's wrong. It's only used to show how bad it is. That's it. It does not mean that this person in reality is not from amongst Muslims. But it means that he lost a lot. He lost a lot. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرًا. The one who is not dealing mercifully with the younger ones to him is not from the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that doesn't mean again he's out of the Ummah of Muhammad, but he's not of the good examples of the Ummah. That is the meaning. لَيْسَ مِنَّا. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said لَيْسَ مِنَّا, he includes himself in this. So it means he's not as perfect as the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba. Yes, no one of us can be as perfect as them. But we need to at least try to do what they used to do with what with Allah Ta'ala made them to be the best of all. وَيَعْرِفْ شَرَفَ كَبِيرِنَا وَيَعْرِفْ شَرَفَ كَبِيرِنَا. And he knows the right of the older one amongst us. So he deals with everyone in a good way. And why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the youngest mentioned mercy, with the oldest mentioned honor or respect? Because you cannot be not merciful with the older, because he's older than you, he's stronger than you. So you're gonna be merciful with them. Not willingly, but it goes like that. But with the youngest, because they are weaker than you. That is the yani, most of the situations. But with the oldest, you, when you deal with them, you don't deal based on mercy, but based on respect. Based on respect. Now, come again. والصغار 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 رحمة للصغير والإحسان إليه من آداب الإسلام. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا. الحديث رواه أبو داود والترمذي. وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام نعم يحنو وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يحن على الصغير ويلاطفه ويلاعبه وقد حمل بنته أمامته وهو في الصلاة ولاعب الحسن والحسين وكان يقول لأبي عمير وكان يقول لأبي عمير أخو أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنهم يا أبا عمير ما فعل النغير والنغير طائر قد مات كان يلعب به الصبي. فقال له ذلك رسول الله مازحا. نعم. So you know you got to know the right of the older ones and also the right of the younger ones. Islam is to be merciful with the children and younger ones to you. As in the hadith reported by Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا, which is, also we talked about earlier. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be merciful with all people. But with the younger ones more, as well as with the women more. And he used to play with the kids as he used to play with Al-Hasan al-Hussein. And in one occasion he took Al-Hasan or Hussein on his back and walked like a camel. And he says to him, what a best camel you have. And this is from the mercy that Rasulullah has. And in one day, his granddaughter, Umama, bint Abi al-As, Ibn al-As, was with him when he was praying, and he used to carry her because she was very young, and so he used to carry her when he stands, and when he goes for rukua, he puts her down and the like. And in one day he was leading the jama'ah when he heard from the back of the masjid a child crying. So he said, I wanted to make it a long salah, but when I hear the child crying, I made it short and finished the salah quickly, so his mother won't get into the fitna. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day was giving khutbah when Al-Hasan or Al-Hussein came into the masjid and he started jumping over people, over the sahaba. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down, he stopped the khutbah, he came down. I carried the child and grabbed the member again and he said, verily, this is my son and Allah Ta'ala will do through him compromise between two great groups of Muslims who are fighting against each other. And one day he was praying, leading the jama'ah, and when he was in the sujood position, either Hassan or Hussein walk on his back, jump on his back. So he did his sujood. The Sahaba, one of the Sahaba said, I was about to raise my head. He said he raised it. Because he thought that the Rasulullah died. It's not the way he makes sujood. But he saw Rasulullah still in sujood position, and his grandson is over him. So when Rasulullah finished the prayer, he turned to the Sahaba and he said, rarely my son wrote on my back, so I did not want to disturb him. He was playing. SubhanAllah. He was playing when the Rasulullah was praying and leading the Jama'ah, not alone. But Rasulullah preferred to annoy the Jama'ah than to annoy the child. Because the Jama'ah are rewarded for their long sujood. But this child won't accept to be annoyed. SubhanAllah. So we have to be so merciful with the children. And in one day he came to the house of Umm Sulaym and he found Abu Umair was a brother of Anas from other father crying. This Abu Umair used to curry a bird, and this means that it is allowed, as the ulama say, it is allowed to have bird in cage animals if you treat them nicely. If you feed them and take care of them, then no problem. When he passed by him, he was crying. So he sallam asked, what happened to Abu Umair? Why he's crying? They said his bird died. So he came to him and said, Ya Abu Umair, ماذا فعل النغير؟ أو ما فعل النغير؟ He did not say that immediately when he saw him, because he does not know the unseen. So he asked the family of Abu Umair, what happened to Abu Umair? Why he's crying? They said that his bird died. So he started sallam, joked to them, trying to bring some kind of, And that's why he told him, Ya Aba Umair ma fa'al al-Umair. So we have to be merciful with the youngest, with the children. And when you are talib al-ilm or alim, you got to be merciful with those who are younger than you, not necessarily in age, but in ilm. Because we have maturity in age, we have maturity in ilm. We have maturity in ilm. So when you see somebody who's pure in ilm, you need to be, some way of kindness with him. And this may bring him back to the truth. And here we stop, inshallah ta'ala, to continue next Friday with the book, inshallah ta'ala. Remember? Now. Give me the mic.
How can we combine about hadith, first of all, that we heard kabbar kabbar, in the situations where you've got somebody who's older but he's not on your right side? How can we combine between the two? Because there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Now there's a hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting and Ibn Abbas was on his right hand side and Abu Bakr Siddiq was on his left hand side. And the man bought milk and gave Rasulullah Sallam first. And this is one of the manners. When you have guests and one of them is either more having more ilm than the rest, or he is older than the rest, you begin with them, not begin with the right. Because many people think that if you have some guests like 10 for example, and they are sitting in a shape of, for example, you or whatsoever, they think that we begin from the right side one. No, that's wrong. You begin from where the oldest or the more knowledgeable one, the alim, talib al-ilm. You begin from there, and from there it goes to the right hand side of that person, not of you. It goes to your left hand side because you are facing him. So it goes to the right hand side, and that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he drank, he said to Ibn Abbas, he was young lad, said, "Lad, will you permit this old man to drink before you?" He said, "No, Rasulullah, I do not prefer nobody to be the second one who drink after you except me." That was the reason. He's clever, you know. It was the barakah, because then it is mixed, someone else. So Rasulullah sallam gave him. He did not beat him, he did not say, "You offended me, you..." He did not say nothing. He just gave, "This is right. This is right." Allah. So we begin with the right hand side, whether it's the oldest or the youngest. But this is not in speaking. If we need someone to speak and he is on the right hand side, speaking does not relate with the right hand side. Then it goes to the oldest. Same thing with salam, as we had that before. If we have two persons walking towards each other, one younger, one who begins the salam, the younger. Now, if the older is riding, he has to give salam to the younger. And if there were two young men and one old man, the one old man has to begin the salam, not the two young men. And if a young man or an old man passing by, sorry, a young man passing by, old man sitting, the one who is sitting begins the salam, like that. So there's a system. It's not necessarily always the oldest or always the youngest. There's a system. Al-mar al-qa'id. So I mean, there is a system. It does not go on one thing. Always the oldest or always the one on the right. It takes different form the way it is described. Allah.
العلامة الثانية.
أي نعم، إحنا أخذنا العلامة الأولى فقط. لكن أخذنا واجب ولا لا؟ أخذنا واجب. أخذنا العلامة الثانية، إحنا المفروض نأخذ علامات أخذنا كلها. نعم. لكن أخذنا واجب. طيب. We got homework. طيب. It says ميز الأسماء والأفعال التي في العبارات الآتية، وميز كل نوع من أنواع الأفعال مع ذكر العلامة التي استدللت بها على اسمية الكلمة أو فعليتها. Now you got to distinguish the ism and the فعل and to show us the علامة that you knew that this is ism or فعل with. طيب. As in the first example, the ayah 149 of Surah An-Nisa. إن تبدو خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. So now here, what is the ism, what is the فعل؟ إن تبدو خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. نعم يا أخوان، أنا فاعل. تبدو what لا what is تبدو no 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 what it is first of all اسم or فعل فعل what is the علامة that made you to know that it is فعل كيف عرفت لا هذه ليست من العلامات طيب ارجع الى القد والسين والسوف طيب طيب اوكي get the one you know what is what is the علامة تنوين احسن او تخفوه لا it is فعلا اسم تخفو is فعل عندها ضمير is اسم why we won't tell you now why because we want you to concentrate on the four signs of the فعل okay نعم ها سؤال نعم what is the what is it اسم فعل اسم what is the علامة تنوين and حرف الجر and سنت لا from what you see from what you see signs that you see أحسن الخف we have تنوين and حرف الخف and then we have the خف طيب الله ألف ولام الله هذا الاسم طيب عفوا قديرا again اسم because both of them is اسم because of the تنوين once you see the تنوين you know that this is اسم Once you see al at the beginning, you know that this is this. Once you see harf khaf before the word, you know that this is this. Once you see kasra at the end, you know that this is this. طيب إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع فإن الله عليم الصفا سلامه تطلع علامه ألف ولا نعم المروة again ألف ولا نعم شعائر حرف الجر خفض ها الله ألف ولام والخفض نعم ها أي بس you did not get مضاف we don't want to ask you what you did not get البيت ألف ولام جناح ورد علام يدلسين علام قالت بالفطرة طيب على نعم طيب للنهاء للضمير طيب نعم كتي هي عليه اوكي same thing with طوف بهما با حرف جر ها is للضمير which is اسم نعم ومن تطوع خيرا خيرا is بالتنوين فإن الله شاكر تنوين عليم تنوين and here is the hadith you mentioned earlier قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بعد غيرها ستكون فتن القاعد فيها خير من القائم والقائم فيها خير من الماشي والماشي فيها خير من الساعي من تشرف لا تستشرفه ولو وجد فيها ملجأ أو معاذا فليعد به نعم ستكون السين فعل معلام السين في تنوين تنوين القاعدة ألف ولام اسم فيها في حرف ير نعم والها اسم and the name for that is there is في خير تنوين من القائم على علامة الخفض ألف واللام والخفض حرف الخفض نعم والقائم ألف واللام فيها ها is the اسم because of في خيرا تنوين اسم من الماشي الماشي ألف واللام والخفض ومن حرف الخفض طبعا الخفض you cannot see the خفض this is مقدر we will take it later نعم والماشي ألف ولام نعم ما في خفض and that's why I said the first one there is no خفض you can see this ya is original this is from the construction of the word نعم فيها في والهاء نعم خير تنوين من الساعي أدت أتسبيت نعم عمران من تشرف لا تستشرفه ما في شيء إلا لا لام حرف قف والها ضمير وهو اسم تستشرفه سين سين لكن هذه يسمونها سين الطلب سين الطلب ليست سين لكنها دائما تدل على الفعل دائما تدل على الفعل نعم ومن وجد فيها فيها ملجأ تنوين أو ما ومن اسم موصول وجد سايد خلاص just note a key نعم أو معاذا سيتين تنوين فليعد به به نعم به is باء is حرف قف عند هاء الضمير طيب اقرا لنا الحرف تنتهي من التعريف
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله وبعد قال المؤلف في علامات الحرف قال والحرف ما لا يسلف معه دليل الاسم ولا دليل الفعل وأقول يتميز الحرف عن أخويه الاسم والفعل بأنه لا يصح دخول علامة من علامات الأسماء المتقدمة ولا غيرها عليه كما لا يصح دخول علامة من علامات الأفعال التي سبق بيانها ولا غيرها عليه ومثله من وهل ولم ولم. هذه الكلمات الثلاث حروف لأنها لا تقبل أن ولا التنوين ولا يجوز دخول حروف الخفض عليها، فلا يصح أن تقول المن ولا أن تقول من ولا أن تقول إلى من، وكذلك بقية الحروف. وأيضا لا يصح أن تدخل عليها السين ولا سوف ولا تاء التأنيث الساكنة ولا قد ولا غيرها مما هو علامات على أن الكلمة فاعل.
Now, the conclusion of that is the harf does not exceed the signs of ism nor the signs of fa'al. Whatsoever is not, does not exceed that, you never ever see with any sign of ism or any sign of fa'al, then you know that this is harf. And when we say harf, we do not mean the harf which is the alphabet. We mean harf which is proposition. Now, طيب هنا تمرين يقول ضع في المكان الخالي من كل مثال words that this example or sentence contain, and then you tell us every word of this, what kind of it, اسم فعل أو حرف. طيب نبدأ. أبو عمران تفضل. يحفظ فراغ الدرس. يحفظ محمد الدرس. يحفظ يعني من الحفظ، من الحفظ to memorize. نعم. وكم كلمة في هذه الجملة؟ ثلاث كلمات. ما نوعه؟ ما أنواعه؟ فعل، اسم، الدرس اسم. إذن فعل واسم. نعم. با أبو موسى تفضل. ماشي ماشي. What is ماشي؟ يكثر. ها فتنة، أصل الفتنة يكثر الفتنة في بلاد مصر. This is from مصر. You have just said the truth. Don't worry. You just said the truth. Because the first fitna ever killed was from Egypt. When they killed Uthman, it was bland there. And it continued. And all the disaster occurred to the Arab world, I mean in the manners, came from Egypt in the 50s. All movies, this, that corrupted, singers, this, cinemas, all from Egypt. There was a competition between Egypt and Lebanon. But because of the wars in Lebanon, Egypt won. Egypt got the flag of evil. It's like American those. They're the leaders. بلاد مصر أكثر المصريين. ممكن، لكن يمكن أن يقال مثلا يكثر الزرع في بلاد مصر، أنها بلد زراعي، الزرع يكثر، البطيخ يكثر، البصل. Leave it. No, it needs only a word to fit. You can say whatever. Al-Nasu, Al-Fitanu, Zaw'u, Al-Fatihu, as you like. Each one, no problem. Whatsoever you say, but it must be something really found there in Egypt. Don't say يحصر الحجاج في بلاد مصر. Unless if you mean the Sufism. Yeah, there are plenty of them. Friends, people do pilgrimage to them. طيب. إذن إذا قلنا يحصر الفلاحون أو يكثر الزرع في بلاد مصر ببلاد مصر يكون هذا ما نوعه كالأربع كلمات ما نوعها ليس أربع أكثر أربع خمس يكثر فاعل الزرع اسم باء حرف بلادي اسم مصر اسم طيب and the light and the rest you do as homework إن شاء الله second says or the third oh we missed the first the third says أفعال الماضي والأفعال المضارعة وأفعال الأمر والأسماء والحروف في العبارات الآتية لكن ما أخذتم أنتم الأفعال الماضي والأفعال الأمر هذا محي الدين الله يهديه ويرحمه يأتي بشيء عجيب لم يشرح الأفعال ويقول لهم بين الأفعال يعني من ناحية طيب عموما جحت جدي فعل اسم الحرف فعل اسم الحرف طيب الفرس تمرين ضع كل كلمة من الكلمات الآتية في كلام مفيد يحسن السكوت عليه use each one of the following words in a sentence complete sentence that you can that can give meaning okay النخلة الفيل ينام فهم الحديقة الأرض الماء يأكل الثمرة الفاكهة يحصد يذاكر What I want here is that you use it as is. It comes مرفوع, you use it مرفوع. Do not change it. طيب, inshallah, this is homework. Next week, inshallah, if Allah stays in our lives and if we are still here, inshallah, we're gonna do this homework. And otherwise, inshallah, after we come back from the journey. وجزاكم الله خير صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته